I want to share with you one of the most special stories I ever heard or read. There was an elderly person that lived in Bnei Brak. He had no wife and no children. He lived all alone. So there was a choshev, a younger man, a Talmud Chacham, Baal Mechaber Svarim, who would go in time to time to visit him. And he saw that this elderly person was in a terrible, terrible depression. He says, a depression like he never saw before. The Zokin would tell him that he feels mamish, he has no point in being alive. Those are the words he said to him a number of times. He said, I don't have koyach to go out and mingle with people. I'm not able to go hear shiurim. I can't learn with chavrusis. His mind was sharp 100%. I'm able to learn a little bit, but I sit here for many hours with time on my hands, and I have nothing to do. Nothing to do! He wasn't able at that point, he wasn't able to sit and learn the whole day. I push it going out of my mind. I feel like I'm not doing anything in this world. So, this younger man, a Talmud Chacham, was a very close Talmud of Hagoyin, of Avram Genachovsky, Zecharin Olvracha. We mentioned the story from him in the last chair. So he went over to Avram Genachovsky. Now, he told him over the shayla. Now, I want to tell you, I mentioned this in the last podcast, that Avram Genachovsky used to always say that there's no such thing as not being able to help somebody. There's always help. There's always, b'siyata d'shmaya, you try, you can come up with a solution to help anyone in any situation. So I want everyone to think for a minute. Imagine, this person presents the question to Avram Genachovsky. Just to show you the avas chesed, how Avram Genachovsky, how are you going to think of an eitzah to be mechaya such a person? So he asked Avram Genachovsky the question. Avram Genachovsky says to him on the spot, I have a very good eitzah. He said, a person can only feel a sipuk of satisfaction in being alive if he gives something. A person has to give something. He has to feel a purpose. So what's that? Are we going to get more people to go in and visit him? He feels like he's not doing anything. He's purposeless in this world. Rav Ram Genachovsky said, listen to me. I want you to go to some big places, Moistas of Chesed, a bigger Chaylim here in Bnei Brak. And they know people and Yeshua. Someone is sick, someone has a problem. Go tell them in my name. Whenever they need a bracha from someone, they should send that person who needs a bracha to this elderly yid. And he'll give them brachas. The person, this younger man who wrote over the story, it happened with him personally, he said that made a tchias hamesim on this person. People started coming into him for brachas because of Avram Genachovsky said that he should become the address to go to for brachas in Bnei Brak. He felt now a purpose in his life. Now the person said over the story very truthfully. He writes in parentheses, I don't know the emes of pshat in what Avram Genachovsky was saying. Is the pshat that he held that any elderly tzebrachin a yid can give a bracha? Is the pshat that he held the schus of chesed that they're coming to him that will be able to give a koyach for the bracha to work? Is the pshat that Avram Genachovsky maybe was davening that his brachas should work? Whatever the pshat is, Rabbi Avram Genachovsky was able in a situation that you have a person that it's pikuach nefesh. He's saying toivli misa menachayim. I have no purpose to live. He was able to say, yes, I'm going to get this person a purpose to live. We're going to send people now to this elderly tzebrachin yid for brachas. The Musa Haskell, and I want to explain something. The reason why I started off saying this is one of the most special stories I ever heard didn't take any great effort on the part of Avram Genachovsky. He didn't exert himself. He didn't have to do anything special. He didn't have to do something massive, major, and undertaking. The word is that it shows if somebody has a true avas chesed and he really, really wants to help, he can always come up with a solution to be able to give chizik to someone. Someone who you think there's no eitzah. What can I do with this person? Stam, he's not able to go out with people. He's not able to learn with people. Stam, make him feel like in every case people will come visit him. How can you take such a person and turn him into a noisin, into a giver? Avram Genachovsky was able to come up with an eitzah. He's going to become a bracha giver now. And I'm going to tell people to go to him for brachas in my name. And that person, that gave him mamash a tchias hamesim. It's not far-fetched at all to say that he held in the schus of that chesed, and that schus of that atzalos nefashos, that kagufa bringer forward to people. But we all should learn, like I mentioned in the last year, like Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, lo yamed yeshua ikar ela maisa. The ikar is not just to talk about stories, but to learn from the stories in action. Everybody should try to think sometime now, before they go to sleep, after they hear this shir, try to think of one person that's in a hard situation, that's in a press that needs chizuk, and think of what can I do. Yes, I can also rack my brains and come up with some etzah to give the person chizuk. And in that schos, Hashem will do midah keneged midah to us and always give us chizuk.